Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was an incredible couple of minutes there with Tyler Kennedy. And I'm not talking about the first segment. I'm talking about what we were just discussing in the studio. Here, among the things I just learned about Tyler in that short amount of time. Are you ready for this, Limits?
I am sitting by with my cup of cocoa to listen to you, Grandpa Joe.
Is Emma ready for this? Emma?
Ready.
Yep. She says she's ready. I learned that Tyler Kennedy does not think that Slapshot is the best hockey movie ever, or even necessarily a great movie or a good movie. I learned that Tyler has one little cup of coffee in the morning and is able to stop, does not have an addictive personality.
Unlike you.
I learned that Tyler last year met Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. I don't know how we got there, but we did. And I learned that he drinks bone broth in the morning and also sauerkraut sometimes for his stomach. And Emma's recoiling at that.
Yeah.
And also that he goes on an app called Food for Your Blood Type. So which one of those topics interests you most that you'd like to delve into further with Tyler Limits?
Food for your blood type.
All right. Tyler, food for your blood type. I don't even know my blood type. Do you guys?
No.
I have no idea. What are the kinds? A and B?
A, B, C, and O.
A, B, C, and O.
Like, isn't there like, you could be like B negative?
Yeah, yeah, there's different ones.
Yeah.
Don't complicate it, Limits.
So after, like, I should have done
complicated,
this
Joe.
During my career, but I never knew, like, everyone's different, and everyone, like, certain foods for you can be like poison for me. And so I remember, like, after my career, I just never felt that good. You know, like, I just sluggish, didn't feel good. Maybe I wasn't eating the best.
That's how I feel every day.
Yeah, I know. So me and my wife, Brandy, we actually had someone, we got our blood taken and we found out, like, hey, this is what's good for you. These are even like the medicine you take from, like, what's better for you, Advil or Tylenol, because they're different. You know, what makes it better on your stomach. So we end up getting into like almost like this natural path, and my wife's very into it. Like, she takes care of herself. She's very healthy. But
I said Sid would eat a steak before a game because he was type O?
Well, I feel like now that I look back and I'm like, oh, Sid never ate like chicken like everyone else. He ate steak. And then I'm like, well, it's probably because the steak probably fuels his body and is more like a medicine than like a chicken. So my thing was, so during my career, this was like my pre-game, I guess, cocktail. So I would have two Tylenol and one Advil before I played, when I was getting my skates on, just because it would help with like lactic acid. And I'd usually do it on an empty stomach. So what happened was my stomach started to get like almost like burning a layer in my stomach lining, you know? And after my career, I started getting like acne, and I was like, what is going on? And then I finally saw like a naturalist, and he's like, well, tell me about your routine and then tell me about your career. And I was like, well, I took Tylenol, even a little bit of, you know, Ambien or whatever. And he goes, oh, that's the problem. That's your stomach lining is probably all inflamed and all torn up.
So is mine.
Yeah. Because when you don't even have an Advil on an empty stomach, you're just hurting. It's because that acidic and that, like, that poison is literally eating your stomach lining. So anyways,
my stomach lining is being eaten every day.
I didn't know that, Joe. That might be a problem, though.
Sounds problematic.
Somebody texts in the blood types, A positive, A negative, AB positive, AB negative, B positive, B negative, O positive, O negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways.
Yeah. I don't know what I am, yeah. But there you go.
But I'm telling you, it does help. So the lady's like, oh, you're an O positive. So there's an app that you can just, it's just very genetic or very generic.
And it gives you foods.
Yeah. And it also gives like what's not good for you. And again, some, like you can have like some people like chicken is like not good for you, or like a fish is like, it's honest, like you might as well eat McDonald's because a fish doesn't agree with the kind of blood type you have. So we just started getting into it. And then they're like, the best way to like make your stomach, whenever you have something coming out of your skin, it's because you're not eating right. It's not agreeing with, because everything comes through your pores. So she's like, oh, we got to heal your stomach. And so she's like, the first thing you do, you wake up, you have lemon water. And he goes, something that really helps and is very good for you is bone broth.
Lemons, are you willing to try bone broth?
It's very good.
I am.
Maybe I can be convinced. Maybe.
My stomach feels horrible every day, like it's burning.
Yeah, yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Like, that's why.
Seems bad.
And, like, for me, I was just, everyone, like, during your career, you never feel good. Like, you're never like, oh, wow, I'm, like, humming today. You know, I feel like nothing's hurting, especially after about 2 months of hockey. And, like, even after my career, I'm like, I still don't feel good. I'm sore. And then we started doing some of this stuff. And I'm very lenient with this stuff. But what I do know is, like, how to get my body back on track. So me and my wife, we try to eat as healthy as we can. We eat a lot of bone broth. Another one that's very good for you is sauerkraut for your stomach. Like all the probiotics and all that acidic, it's so good for your stomach.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
That's, yeah. It's like,
that's amazing.
Everything that tastes terrible is usually good for you.
I know. Well, that's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Like sugar is not good for you, but I eat candy, cake, like cookies, ice cream, donuts, and everything else.
Like a donut and a coffee is like the worst thing you could have and put in your stomach in the morning. Like you always have to have water first.
That's what I do every single
day. What about a breakfast sandwich?
Like,
I love those. I love like breakfast sandwiches. Like an English muffin on it. Like
they're dynamite.
Sausage, egg and cheese.
As long as it's not like just like a sugar. Like, you know, you go to like Dunkin' Donuts.
Just add some sauerkraut to it, Lemons. What about Slapshot, Tyler? I'm astounded by this. You are the first hockey player,
I'm
hockey
not saying
person.
You're getting a.
No. But here it is.
Okay. I
traveled around the league.
One?
No, I traveled around the league. And what I will tell you is you're the first hockey person who said anything but, oh my God, I love that movie. It's the greatest. Tell me about your opinion of Slapshot.
I think it's a very good movie, and I love it. It's got so many one-liners. It's great. But if I was going to pick three hockey movies to only watch the rest of my life or show my kids, Slapshot would not be in there.
Holy horse milk. What would?
Miracle has to be one, right, TK?
Miracle, he's Canadian, Lemons.
Miracle.
Wow, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
I am Canadian, but I still like my son loves Miracle.
Yeah.
But
Mighty Ducks?
Mighty Ducks, obviously. Mystery Alaska, I thought was so good. Maybe because I'm from a small town and that's kind of how I grew up. I thought Mystery Alaska was phenomenal. Youngblood. Mm. Youngblood is a very, very good movie. Another one, and this might be Happy Gilmore, it's a hockey movie, right? It's got hockey. It's part of a hockey.
I think that's a stretch, Lemons. Do you?
Yeah, I don't. You don't think see it as a hockey movie?
I mean, he carries a hockey stick around.
Yeah, Mystery, the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, the Mighty Ducks is great.
I like Miracle,
but Slapshot to me is number one. I think it's one of the greatest movies ever made. Let alone hockey.
It's
let alone
four
sports.
For me. Number four after Miracle, Youngblood.
Fair enough.
Mystery Alaska.
Lemit's eyes lit up on the other topic that you met Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. Yep. Is there a story behind that? What's happening? Go ahead.
No, me and my wife, we went to a party. I think it was called the H2 party in Gibsonia. There's a guy in Gibsonia. He raises money and has a big party. Always has people come in. The Jackson 5 were there. Like,
oh my God,
some really heavy hitting great bands, and he does it all for charity.
Has Crowley ever gone there?
I don't know, but me and my wife were just talking, and then I'm not even sure what her name is, but she's in the front row, and it's in this guy's backyard. And I was like, wow, Brand, that's built for comfort or built for speed from Wedding Crashers, you know? And she starts laughing, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, the Dr. Quinn, the medicine woman. Yeah. You know, and wow, I think she's like 60, 70, but she looks great. Like, and we end up getting pictures and stuff, but it was just fun that she was here and having fun. Yeah.
What do you make of that, Limits?
I'm appalled by that story. How about that?
Yeah, there's like, mean?
She's what? Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, and she was at a party. What's appalling about it?
No, that's a pretty cool story.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure where you're coming from on that one.
At the party, they had the Jackson 5 there.
Yeah.
And this was like a small venue. Like, it was in a guy's backyard. His backyard was like massive. But
a couple of those guys are gone, are they not? I mean, it's like the Jackson 2 at this point.
I think there's three of them.
Three?
Yeah. But what a great performance, especially when a small venue.
Bet.
Oh,
it was awesome.
And guys, you know, it was like phenomenal. But that I was with Mike Tomlin. Like, all the Steelers were there. Yeah, a lot of
Did you interact with Tomlin?
Just hello. Like, you know, not just small talk. But nothing crazy. He seemed like a great guy. You know, he seemed like a player's coach. You can tell he's a player's coach because even the way like Hayward was there, like Cam Hayward and all those guys, and just the way they talked to him, you can tell they'd go through the wall for him just because of how he is. You know, he's a player's guy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No, but
I'd love to just, there's been, I think once, here's the other weird thing about Tomlin. I told you about the NASCAR story. He loves NASCAR. The first time I ever talked to Mike Tomlin was the only time I ever really talked to him informally. I was doing a story for ESPN about, he was like a week into his tenure, about, you know, okay, what kind of ground rules is he setting here? And we were talking about where he wanted to live and all this stuff. And he was just such a fun person, funny person too, to talk to. I wish that we would get more of that Tomlin.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, especially with like every coach now, from Tomlin to Sully to any coach, like,
have you seen the Sully billboard?
Yeah, I did. That's nice. Nice little touch for him. That's a nice touch. Nice farewell touch.
I'll like, say.
What
yeah.
a great, great move by him. But all I find all coaches now, like, they're so worried about getting in trouble or saying the wrong thing. They stay so
right.
in the lines,
right.
so vanilla.
Yeah.
You know, they don't give you anything. And like, it's kind of like Sid, you know, when he does interviews, he ain't going to give you nothing. He's so articulate in the way he thinks and the way he, like, he knows how to, like, say always the right thing.
But do you still go to that party? Is that party still happening every year?
Yeah, the guy, I'm pretty sure he either has every 2 years or every, yeah, I'm pretty sure he has it, every 2 years. He had it last summer, but I couldn't attend last summer because of, I'm usually in Vegas. I go to Vegas every
Vegas.
Summer.
Okay. For a week. Limits, if Tyler goes to the party this year, do you want an autograph from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
I would love one, yes. That'd be incredible. Maybe a signed photo.
I might have it in my phone.
So you're a Vegas guy. Yet another interesting sidelight here. Are you Limits? I'm really not. I don't like Vegas at all.
I've never been there.
You should go. What attracts you to it? I guess the obvious,
like,
huh?
So my wife's like, parents, my wife's family, they love to travel. And I never went to Vegas until I was, you know, Brandy was my girlfriend. She's like, oh, have you ever been to Vegas? And I'm like, no. She's like, you're 25. You've never been to Vegas? And I'm like, no. She goes, so she got me, you know, for my birthday, we went to Vegas for 4 days. And, you know, just the energy of landing in Vegas, the gambling, like, the shopping, like, I love everything, the food.
Golf?
It's a little hot, so I go there in the summer. So what I do is I have a hockey camp there with Derek England. Remember Derek England?
Yes,
so he works for the Golden Knights. And so I go out there for a week and we stay at the Encore. We stay at the Wind. I go do my camp. We go from like 9 to 1 and then I come back. We have a great day. And there's always something, like my kids go to concerts. I'm trying to go to the Sphere this year with like Kenny Chesney and all the, it's such a great experience. Like my kids, I think, been to Vegas probably 4 times already.
Yeah, you should take Limits if he could tag along years.
I go, TK. Suitcase.
Like, there's nothing.
You could put him in your suitcase.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Could. Duffel bag.
He could pop out like the Penguins' new coach. Who's the guy you look like?
Woodcroft.
Woodcroft. Yeah, Jay.
There's nothing better though. If you like people watching,
yeah,
you walk around the Wind or you walk around the Encore around 8 or 9 on a Friday, Saturday, even a Sunday. Like it is the best. People watching, you just see so many different people from so many different places, and the energy Vegas has is unstoppable. Like it is like anything you want. Like I talked to Derek England a lot. He goes in the summer it's a little tough, but there's always something to do. You always need to, like, you have to live with a pool in your yard because it gets so hot, but he goes for like things to do, and like everyone is moving to Vegas. Like Vegas, they're building so much. They're actually building on the mountains that are surrounding Vegas. But it was cool. Like I do that summer camp, and like every kid that's ever come from Pittsburgh to do it, they've all loved it. Cause like last year we always have Ryan Reeves come. We had Paul Stastny come. Like we've always had a lot of guys there because they live there, you know.
But speaking of which, can we get a guest on the show one of these weeks?
I know.
How about Flower?
Flower's tough.
He is.
He's not going to be easy. He's going to be, he might be a highlight reel, but I probably couldn't get him maybe, especially now that he's like retired. But if you think of Flower, he just played Worlds. Like I can almost guarantee you Flower is someone in Europe traveling around with his family, kind of his last hurrah after his career. Like that's his thing. Like that's a lot of guys. Like once they, after their like career or after their last game of the year, like, you have 2 weeks where you can go all out and travel and have fun. Then you start coming back to earth, but I guarantee he's traveling around Europe. Like, I think there's a lot of good guys we could have. I think Max Talbot would be fun.
Yes.
A Brooks Orpik would be fun.
That would be great.
Like, guy. Like
where's he?
Orpik?
Yeah. What's he do?
He's the skill development guy. He's like player for the Washington Capitals.
Wasn't he raising chickens for a while?
I don't know.
He was doing. Yes. I thought something like that.
No, I don't know.
He was very into clean eating.
Oh, well, you know what? You want to talk about a guy that, like, figured out how to stay in the league a long time, and it was because of his dedication. Like, he was the first guy, like, that told me, like, hey, TK, you're not stretching at night. Like, he's like, look around. You're the only one pulling your groin once a year. He goes, what do you do at night? You're single, and you have no family here. I go, I don't know, watch TV, play video games. He's like, dude, like all these guys are getting work done at night. Start stretching, start figuring it out, because like the longer you can stay in this league, the more money you can make. And he was the first guy that was like dialed in, like eating healthy and like, hey, you got to start taking care of your body. And when you think of he was another guy that was like a specimen when, you know, no shirt on, like he was jacked. But what a career, just finding his niche and just like doing the hard things. I do skills now, and I tell these kids, like, yeah, everyone's pretty good. Everyone can skate. Everyone can shoot. But the thing that I always struggled with that made, I think, some guys better than me was, like, if there was, like, cake, I was eating it, you know? And if there was sugar, I loved it. You know, chips, all that stuff. I had no discipline when it came to eating when I played.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I take
me neither when I covered the team.
I know, and the guys that like figured it out, like Brooks and Sid and all those guys, like they feel better. They recover better. And like,
you know how I know I have an addictive personality? As you talk about that, I pictured the giant chocolate chip cookies in Anaheim at the press table.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. A little warm too.
Warm them up. Yes.
I like that little touch, you know, but just being healthy, like,
Well, I'm going to talk to you more about reversing my stomach issues. Let's do that.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, you'll feel better. You might hit the ball farther.
Yeah. That's what I'm really interested in. Thank you, Tyler. Maybe next week we'll talk about hockey.
Yeah. Seriously. All right. It's always fun. I enjoy this.
That was great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.